many hours in order to make ends meet. Provost Kaufman presented on the UIC Student Success Initiative. This program focused on freshman success, which is the year where most attrition occurs. Lon reviewed the factors contributing to the success at UIC, including math ACT, high school GPA, study abroad, summer enrollment, financial status, etc. And we were surprised to learn that ACT, for example, in math doesn't directly correlate with how likely a student's going to stay with us for a second year or even graduation rates. So again, more dialogue around that as we continue to analyze this. An undergraduate policy council meets monthly to drive the student success initiative using data analysis, curriculum review, support for learning, and emphasizing summer college among other efforts. One of the things we learned is that if students enroll in a summer class, they are much more likely to then graduate in a shorter amount of time. It's not counterintuitive, but it's something that maybe we don't promote quite as often as quite as much as we should. Among the discussion items by the committee were discussions about our support of the UIC College Prep High School and for UIC summer enrollment, tracking students by participation in various programs, the relationship with UIC and the UIC College Prep. Regarding the latter, some of the initiatives include placing high-achieving students into UIC courses and UIC faculty delivering some of the programs at the high school. There were no no old or new business items. The next meeting will be held on July 24th at 9 a.m. at the Student Center West. The meeting was adjourned at 5:15 p.m. Any questions?
Very good. Thank you, Trustee Estrada. All right, at this time, we'd like to do a special presentation for our student trustees. So if John and Ken and David would please come to the podium. And Pam, if you would do the honors.
I'd also like to ask, Mr. Chairman, if the mentors on the board for our student trustees could come up, because I think that's appropriate that you share in the glory of this moment here. I'm standing in for Karen Hacera, who sadly is not with us, because this is one of her most favorite activities associated with being a trustee. She takes this role very seriously in watching over our student trustees. It's certainly a bittersweet moment for those of us on the board to be at this point where we're saying goodbye to such outstanding student trustees. We have enjoyed so much working with you, Ken and John, for these last 2 years, and David for this past year. You could not have been better representatives of your campuses. You took your jobs seriously. You were always conscientious in fulfilling your duties. You were constructive. You gave us your insights. You didn't hold back. We heard your perspectives. And you contributed to our board working as collegially and collaboratively and positively as we do. So I want you to know that we are very proud of you, and we expect great things from you in the future. You now have a wonderful degree, and you have a pretty big set of experiences from being student trustees. So we think we've prepared you for a brilliant future, and we look forward to hearing about your successes. I do have certificates to show our deep appreciation for you. I'd ask the mentors if any one of you would like to say anything. Okay.
David, it has been my pleasure to be your mentor, even though you didn't need that much because you're such a strong character. You are a definite leader. I recall our first conversation where you said, hey, I've read through the whole board book. I don't have any questions. I don't even know why we need to do this anyway. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, you know, our conversations have been very insightful. I am extremely proud to have been your mentor. I know that you have served the students of the Urbana campus extremely well.